You're listening to the Youth Critic Podcast on KHZ Network. Find us on Facebook at DecibelUNG Radio and find us on Twitter at DecibelUNG. If you like this episode, please leave a like and comment on our iTunes page at KHZ Network. And now for the podcast.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Youth Critic Interviews, Part 3. So on this one, I am going to basically make the compilation of the two interviews I did for Summer Night at the Atlanta Film Festival. For those who are wondering where are the other two parts, they're all still on the KHZ Network. Just look down. They all should be under the Avengers Endgame review. Just keep looking for the ATLFF interviews that I did. Anyway, here is the first interview I had done with Hayden Zitter. Hello, how are you doing?
Very nice.
Good. So my first question is, how did working with Joseph inform your performance at all?
How did it inform my performance?
Yes, like what notes, rehearsal, how did, in specific ways, how did it help inform your performance?
Oh, okay, yeah, I see. It was very, very, it was very laid back. There was barely any rehearsal. Like, we were trying different things on set, and we got to, improvise a lot. Which was a lot of fun, which is like an actor's dream. You can just kind of show up and you play.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, I had a lot of fun. It was very easy.
Nice. So, in that regard, how was the shoot? Did you? So you mentioned you didn't have a whole lot of rehearsals. So did that impact the performance at all? Because, some people like to rehearse and then others don't. What for you do you like
well,
more?
I actually believe that there is such thing as over rehearsing, and everything becomes too rigid. You know what I mean?
Too structured.
But it's not like don't rehearse.
Of course.
I mean, you do enough that you're like, okay, I got it. You understand where the scene's going, and you just kind of show up and you play. You let things happen. So most of the cast, we just got together ourselves and we rehearsed on our own time. And we showed up, we were prepared, and we just delivered.
So jumping onto that, how did you and the actors form a chemistry and bond?
Well, we were all staying at the same hotel, first of all.
Helps.
That really helps. And they had like a bonfire area, like a literal bonfire.
Right.
So we would just sit around it and barbecue and have s'mores. Like, you can't bond more than that. It was great.
You can't do better than that. And I guess my last question is, how does the film itself, or actually how would you pitch the movie to just a random person?
I would say, if you want to have a good time, if you're into really good coming of age movies and you love music, show up and watch it. Why not?
Awesome. Thank you so much.
All right.
And here is my interview with the directors and producers, Joseph Cross and producer Audrey Tomasini. And my first question is, how did you balance I know you mentioned earlier you didn't write the script. How did you and Jordan, actually all of you, how did y'all balance crafting a personal story but also making it universal?
I mean, I think a lot of that, like Audrey was saying, is pace. I think a lot of it is just finding the reality of what's really happening with these characters and then letting that blossom. I mean, a lot of it is casting too, and every time we cast somebody, I would go in and tweak the script a little bit, especially when we cast Donnelly. And you just sort of try to figure out how to make it feel really honest.
So in that regard, what notes did you have for the actors when you brought them on, and what did you have for them to get into the character there?
Yeah, so I mean, when I brought people on, you do so much of the work just in casting the right person and then hearing their take on the role and hearing their personal experiences that might inform that. And then I would sort of try to massage the script to get there. And, certain scenes as written just played great. Others we got there and they weren't quite as good and we started messing around. And then other ones, there were a couple scenes where we were just writing, you know, in the room next to where they were lighting, like, you know, I'm just thinking, like, this scene is not working and why, and, you know, we would just sit in the... and figure that out.
So another fun question, how long was this in development for in the production cycle? How long?
Two years.
How did y'all get started on getting the movie made, essentially?
Our producing partner, Tara Ainsley, was very instrumental because she was the one that kind of helped us, you know, zero in on Georgia as being a place we could shoot it and actually do it for a price, and, you know, got some of the investment in there for us. So that was really, you know, you need the money to kind of get it going. You can have the everything ready and have it cast, but if you don't have the financing to get it made, you know, we're an independent film, of course, so we're not going through a studio. So that's really what it took. The time was mostly just to find, you know, that part of it.
And then I was, you know, working on casting out of LA.
Wow, absolutely. People don't quite understand that that's the longest part of making a movie, is that you have to look for funding, you have to look for, you know, all that stuff. So in that regard, you know, how long did it take to even film the movie then?
The movie itself we shot in 19 days, 18 and a half days, 19 days.
Nice. That's quick.
It was really fast. It was tough. And I think we had 4 weeks of prep.
Wow.
It was really fast, yeah. And then I think we cut the movie in 7 weeks.
Yeah.
Wow, like, you mean like score and all, or just...
I mean, most of it is, you'll see in the movie, it's like almost all source music. So it's all pretty much soundtrack that the characters themselves are listening to. So that was all pretty much built in. And then Dan Crisa, who did our score, he was really tasked with building on that and making it feel like this is music that's being played, but I could tweak it a little bit to make you feel this way or that way, you know, different moments.
All right, awesome.
All
right, awesome. One more question. When does the movie come out?
July 12th.
Awesome. Thank you both.
Thank you so
Thank
much.
Thank you both. Good Thank luck tonight, and you. Have a wonderful evening.
All right, that will conclude everything for the Atlanta Film Festival interviews of 2019. Thanks, everyone, for listening. You can find more interviews again on KHZ Network at khznetwork.podbean.com. Also, you can follow the more Youth Critic-related stuff on that same website. And you can also follow me on Twitter at MovieKale. You can also follow the Youth Critic at the Youth Critic on Twitter. And then you can also follow the channel that distributes this podcast at KHZ Network. Thanks, everyone, for listening. We'll be back with you more with more Youth Critic-related content.